In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today's Mass and feast is that of Saint Scholastica, and she was the sister of Saint Benedict, who is regarded as a founder of monasticism, or the order of monks in the West. And in the life of Saint Scholastica, we see how great is the love in one's family, which is based on the love of God. There's a well-known story that Saint Scholastica once erupted a storm with her prayers in order to keep her dear brother Benedict near her in discussing heavenly things. This miraculous storm, which Saint Scholastica obtained with her prayers, shows us to what a great extent of goodness God is always ready to give us, and to all her saints, all his saints who make dear petitions and ardent desires to always obtain things which glorify God and are pleasing to God. In the life of Saint Scholastica, we see very clear manner how God truly is the Father. He is the Heavenly Father, who, like a true Father, always looks after us. And he gave this immediate response to the ardent prayer of Saint Scholastica. How wonderful saint she must have been, and how great expression of love from God she must have felt when right away, when she needed a favor from him, she received it, and she could keep her dear brother with her just a little while longer. No child could ever address his parent with such an ardent desire and thankfulness as we should address our Heavenly Father. Our Heavenly Father, when we ask things which really please him, is always ready to listen and answer to our prayers. This often happens in the lives of saints, that as immediately as they ask something, God grants it to them freely and spontaneously, and always regarding the good of his saints. You might remember that this has always been the case. For example, in the book of Joshua, we see how God even stopped the heavens from moving just by hearing the prayer of the humble and righteous man. God also hears our most secret desires, as everyone who does fear and love him and who is willing to do the will of God. If sometimes he chooses not to answer our prayers, it doesn't mean he is deaf or doesn't hear us or doesn't care for us, but it means that as a true Father, he always looks after our best interests, and like it is with children here on earth, sometimes they might not know to ask what truly is good and important to them, and they don't receive the favor which they ask. But whether the favor or our prayers are granted or left unanswered, our Heavenly Father always looks us as in the best manner as a father can. We also have another saint today, which is commemorated in many places where the church resides, and she is called Saint Soteris, and she is one of those martyrs who died during Roman persecutions. Saint Soteris came from very high-ranking Roman family, which included consuls and prefects, which were high officials in the empire. But the greatest glory in the life of Saint Sauteris was that she was a Christian and she confessed Christ. This, namely Christ, was her true treasure, her true nobility, and because she was a Christian, she truly was the greatest honor her family could ever gain. In her life, all the birth, riches, great beauty, and everything what the world prizes as valuable, all these meant nothing to her because she possessed Christ as her greatest treasure. She also very early on consecrated herself to God, and in order to avoid all the dangers which her beauty might expose her to, because she was truly very beautiful, she decided and wanted to neglect her looks. She never wore any vain ornaments that might set her thoughts away from Christ, or which might hinder other people to see anything else than Christ in her. When the evil emperor Diocletian started his great persecution against Christians, Saint Sauteris bravely confessed herself as a follower of Christ, her treasure. And when a cruel judge commanded her face to be beaten, she rejoiced to be treated this way. She rejoiced to receive cruel blows into her face, because her divine treasure and Savior, Christ, had also been beaten to the face on his holy way of the cross. And Saint Sauteris rejoiced of having her face all wounded and disfigured by the merciless blows of these cruel officials. After she was treated this way, the judge, on the top of everything, ordered her to be tortured. But he, this cruel and mighty official, was without power of being able to draw from her even one sigh or even one tear. At length, overcome by her constancy and patience, the cruel judge ordered her to be executed. Dear children, the true and greatest family which all the saints locked themselves is the family of Christians, the family of those confessing Christ and keeping his commandments. What a wonderful blessing it is if you have also your earthly family belonging to this heavenly family, all with one voice giving true glory and confession to their heavenly treasure, Christ. Always remember, though, that a true and greatest heavenly family you will see after your death, when you truly meet all the saints and all your family in Christ in heaven. What a joyful day that will be, and what a joyful moment it will be when we see also our own family members rejoicing in this great, great divine family. Pray always from your parents, your siblings, and for all your family members, and for all the sinners in the world, that those who still are ignorant of this great treasure we have, that they too also might meet you and join you to that heavenly family, which will be waiting you like a great treasure after you all will be called to your heavenly home. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.